All right, fans, get ready for a deep dive into the CFL Conference Championship matchup. We're breaking down the Fargo Sodbusters
versus the Miami Talons.
Two teams
with very different styles,
but both ended up with that same impressive
11-5 record.
So by the end of this deep dive,
you'll know these teams inside and out.
Ready to make your own predictions for this clash of titans.
Exactly. Who's going to punch their ticket to the CFL Bowl?
Let's kick things off with the Fargo Sodbusters.
The ground and pound machine.
They lived up to that name this season.
Absolutely. Number one rushing attack in the entire CFL.
But it wasn't all smooth sailing for them, was it?
No, not exactly. I mean, they started a little shaky. But they really peaked.
At the right time.
Exactly, exactly. And you know that nail-biter win against Alaska in the wild card round?
Oh, man, what a game.
Showed they could handle the pressure.
And then they just steamrolled Dallas in the division round.
Yeah, that was a statement win for sure.
And a huge part of their success has been Carl Shapiro.
Oh, Carl Shapiro. Powerhouse running back.
The guy averaged over 4.5 yards.
4.62 to be exact.
Per carry.
A workhorse. Okay. No doubt about it. 1,404 rushing yards on the season. Consistently wearing down defenses. But, you know, it's not just Shapiro. I mean, we got to give credit to
that offensive line.
Dominant force all season long, opening up those holes.
Okay, so their run game, dominant. We've established that.
Yeah.
But what about
the passing attack.
Yeah, how much of a threat are they through the air?
Well, it's not their primary weapon, you know?
Right.
But it's not negligible either. Kai Johnstone
had
a respectable season, 88.9 quarterback rating. And don't sleep on Lavon Rice. I mean, this guy.
Yeah, Lavon Rice. He can make some plays.
15 yards per catch. If Fargo gets a lead, watch out. They can stretch the field with Rice.
And really put a game away.
Exactly.
So they can score points. We know that.
Yeah.
The big question is,
can they stop Miami's high-powered offense?
That is the question, isn't it?
Because this Miami offense,
they can put up some points.
They can put up some points.
Now their defense is ranked second in the league in points allowed.
Very impressive. But there is one area where I think they might be vulnerable.
Yeah. What's that?
I'm talking about the pass rush. It's been a little bit of an Achilles heel for them. They've struggled to generate that consistent pressure
on opposing quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that could be a real problem against a quarterback like Kirk Friday.
Exactly. Kirk Friday, if he has time, he can pick apart a defense. So that's going to be a key matchup to watch.
For sure. But they still got some playmakers on that Fargo D, right? Yeah,
absolutely. You can't forget about Archie Hampton, racked up 109 tackles, leading the team, and Gage Daniels.
Gage Daniels.
He had a breakout season. 10.5 sacks.
That's right.
So, I mean, this Fargo defense is no pushover.
No.
They may have that weakness in the pass rush, but they're well-coached.
Disciplined.
They make you earn every single yard. So you know Miami's offense.
They're going to have their work cut out for them.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a battle, no doubt about it.
So we talked about Fargo, that ground-and-pound attack.
Those sodbusters.
Let's shift gears now and talk about the Miami Talons.
Yeah. Completely different beast.
These guys, they love to
air it out.
And their quarterback, Kirk Friday.
Oh, the maestro. The maestro of that offense.
He conducts that orchestra. Mm. And he's been
phenomenal this season. Just he has a knack for making those big throws and those clutch moments.
Yeah. And let's not forget his favorite target, Cedric Matthews.
Cedric Matthews. Oh, what a weapon.
Over 13.5 yards per catch.
That's good play waiting to happen.
Every time he touches the ball.
Every time he steps on that field.
No, they love to throw the ball. Everyone knows that. But they can run it too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Jeffrey Downs.
Jeffrey Downs.
Quietly put together a 1,000-yard rushing season. So
they can hit you with that balance.
They can. That's what makes them so dangerous. You can't just key in on one thing.
You can't just sit back and try and stop the pass.
Exactly. Because they can gash you with the run. So
very difficult to defend. All right, speaking of defense, how do the Talons stack up on that side of the ball? Can they slow down
the Fargo run game?
Carl Shapiro and that dominant rushing attack.
That's the key to the game, isn't it? Because Miami's defense is ranked 5th in the league in rushing yards allowed.
So they're no slouches.
They're no slouches. They got a playmaker in the secondary, Gavin Gray, 74 tackles, 4 interceptions this season. But there's one stat that might have Miami fans a little bit worried.
Lay it on us. What is it?
Yards per catch allowed. They rank 26th in the league. That could be a problem against a team like Fargo that even though they don't throw it a lot,
right,
if they connect on a couple of those deep shots to Lavon Rice, you know, they could keep pace with Miami scoring. So
that's going to be an interesting matchup to watch for sure.
Absolutely.
So Two incredibly talented teams, contrasting styles, both trying to get to the CFL Bowl.
This is going to be an epic showdown.
It is. But, you know, enough about the regular season.
Right.
It's winter go home time. And we're here to break down
how this game might unfold.
Exactly. And it really all comes down to these key matchups, you know. Can Miami's defense?
Yeah. Can they contain Carl Shapiro and that Fargo run game? I mean,
that's going to be huge.
That's going to be huge. Can Fargo's secondary hold up against Kirk Friday and that explosive Miami passing attack? I mean, you've got
strength versus strength. I mean, you hit the nail on the head.
Absolutely.
And I think a big factor in this one is going to be who can dictate the pace of the game. You know, if Fargo can control the clock with that running game.
Keep Miami's offense off the field.
Keep Miami's offense off the field and limit those scoring opportunities.
Time of possession could be absolutely crucial. But, you know, Miami's defense, they've shown that they can shut down
even the most potent running attack.
Even the most potent running attacks. So it's going to be a fascinating battle in the trenches.
Oh, absolutely. All right. So we analyzed the teams. We've broken down the matchups. Now it's time for the moment of truth.
Predictions.
Predictions. Who's taking home the trophy and heading to the CFL Bowl?
Oh, this is a tough one. You know, both teams, legitimate shot here. But I'm leaning towards Miami.
Ooh, interesting. Tell me why.
I think that balanced offense gives them a slight edge. You know, they can hurt you.
In so many ways.
In so many ways. If Fargo shuts down the run, Friday can pick them apart through the air.
Right.
If they focus on stopping the pass, Downs can gash them on the ground.
Right.
So I have a little more faith in Miami's defense to make those crucial stops in crunch time.
So you're picking Miami. Give us the point spread. What do you think Vegas is going to say about this one?
Oh, I think this is going to be a close one. I'm going Miami by 3.
Ooh, a nail biter.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, Miami by 3. Mm-hmm. Now for the grand finale, what's your prediction for the final score of this game?
I think it's going to be a back and forth battle. Miami ultimately pulling away late in the fourth quarter. I'm saying Miami 27, Fargo 24.
Wow. Another close one. I can already feel the tension.
Yeah.
This is what championship football is all about.
You said it. Two evenly matched teams, contrasting styles.
A trip to the CFL Bowl.
A trip to the CFL Bowl on the line. It doesn't get much better than this.
It doesn't. All right, folks, there you have it. We've broken down these teams, looked at their strengths and weaknesses, and we've made our predictions.
And now it's time to sit back, grab some snacks.
Get ready for what's going to be an absolutely thrilling CFL Conference Championship game.
It really is. I mean, this matchup,
it has all the ingredients for a classic.
It does.
Two talented teams, contrasting styles, high stakes, you know, and just
passion.
Passion on both sides.
Yeah. So for you, what are you most looking forward to? What's the one thing you just can't wait to see out there on the field? Honestly, I'm just excited to see how those two contrasting styles clash. You know, will Fargo's run game, will they be able to wear down that Miami defense? Or will Friday and that Miami passing attack just light up the scoreboard? It's a real clash of the Titans. I can't wait to see who comes out on top.
I'm with you. I think, you know, beyond just the X's and O's, what really makes this game so compelling is the human element, right? I mean, these players have poured their hearts and souls into this season.
Absolutely.
And they're all fighting for that chance to reach that ultimate goal, a trip to the CFL Bowl.
You're right. You're right. The emotion, the intensity, the camaraderie, that's what makes, you know, sports more than just a competition. It's something deeper than that.
Well said. Well said. And for all you listeners out there, we want to hear from you. Who do you think is going to win this epic showdown?
Mm-hmm.
Head over to our social media pages and let us know. We'll be back next week to break it all down. But until then, enjoy the game and may the best team win.
It's been a pleasure diving deep into this matchup with you. See you next week for a full recap of all the conference championship drama.